Bibles to Psalm 87.
那我们把圣经打开到诗篇八十七篇。
And we will read verse 7.
我们来读第七节。
Both the singers and the players on instruments say, All my springs are in you.
歌唱的跳舞的都说我的泉源在你里面。
And we want to highlight this phrase, All my springs are in you.
那我们要来强调 这一个章节，就是我的泉源都在你里面。
And some of your translation may say, All my sources or all my fountains are in you.
那有的翻译说我的源头，或者说我的活泉在你里头。
And then let's turn to the Gospel of John.
那我们现在再来看约翰福音。
We will read chapter 4, verse 10.13 and 14.
我们来读第四章的第十，还有第十三到十四节。
And Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is who say to you, Give me a drink, you will have asked him, and he will have given you living water. Jesus answered and said to her, Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst.But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
And our last passage is in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30.
那最后一处章节是在马太福音的十一章二十八到三十节。
And it says, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得享安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
主啊，为这个时间感谢你。
Lord, indeed, show us in this time that all our springs are in you.
主啊，确实的，在这个时间里面，让我们看见所有的泉源都在你里面。
That your spirit may search out our hearts.
愿意你的圣灵在这里检查我们的心。
See if there are any wicked ways in us.
看我们里面有什么恶行没有。
That we may repent and return unto you.
所以我们可以悔改转向你
and find you to be the source of our lives.
能够找到你成为我们生命的源头
and make your words living and active even into the division of soul and spirit.
主啊，愿你的话语是活泼的，可以来分开我们的灵与魂
and make our hearts ever true.
让我们的让你的话成为那真实。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So this verse, all my springs are in you, have been resonating within my heart.
那这个章节，我的泉源都在你里面，一直在我的心里面共鸣这一段时间。
And we just sang that hymn, Dwelling in Beulah Land, and with what a great joy our hearts are filled when we sing this hymn.
刚才我们所唱的居荣美之地这个诗歌，唱的时候我们何等的欢喜，充满我们的心。
Christ is our Beulah Land.
因为基督就是我们的荣美之地。
We can drink from the fountain that never runs dry.
我们可以来饮那滚滚活泉，是永流无终的。
We find in Christ our bountiful and endless supply.
而且我们看到基督就是那丰盛，是那无尽的供应。
And we realize too that this hymn is written in the present and not in the future tense.
那而且我们要仔细看的话，这个诗歌所写的是现在时，不是将来时。
So it's not just an experience for the future.
所以不光只是一个将来的经历。
It's not just one day we will be at the New Jerusalem.
不光只是将来有一天我们要在新耶路撒冷。
It's not just a goal that we are going to.
不光只是我们要去的一个目标而已。
But this experience of dwelling in Beulah is even for us today.
这个居荣美之地是我们今天就可以经历的。
And so that's when we discover that in our experience how far, we often fall short of that.
那这个时候我们就发现，在我们的真实的经历里面，却亏欠了这样的一个实际。
Because we know in, that in our experience, everything should come from that fountain that never runs dry.
因为在我们的经历里面，应该所有的一切都从这个永流无终的泉源而出的。
But why is it? Is it not? Is this not the case?
但为什么这却不是我们的实际呢？
I remember recently I was with a group of brothers fellowshipping at a park.
那我还记得在最近一个公园里面，我跟一些弟兄们交通。
And many of them have similar things going on.
许多我们生活里面发生的都一样。
Lots of young children.
很多年幼的那个孩子们。
A heavy workload from school or from work.
在学业里面或者工作上面有很重的重担。
Many responsibilities at the local gathering.
而且在我们这个地方的聚会里面也有很多的职责。
Yet I saw they were resting and did not feel heavy laden, while I felt exhausted, weary, and dried out.
那我发现他们似乎在享受一个安息，但我呢就是筋疲力尽的，而且是乏力的，甚至是干枯的。
So yet by His grace, even during that time, my brothers pointed me to the Lord. My feet was washed.
那感谢主，借着他的恩典，这些弟兄们就把我的眼目转到主耶稣基督的身上，他们来洗了我的脚。
So that.We may all be connected and draw, and we may all draw life from Christ, our source and supply.
那我们就可以从基督我们的泉源我们的供应里面来得一切的供应。
And so this is why today we want to share on this matter that all my springs, all my sources, all my fountains are in you.
那这就是我今天要跟大家分享的。我们的源头、我们的供应、我们的泉源都在它里面。
And because it is of utmost importance that we enter into that by experience.
因为在经历里面进入这个实际是非常重要的。
And so first we want to start from our salvation and see what God has done for us.
那我们就从我们的救恩开始，看看他为我们成就了什么。
We are in Christ and Christ is in us by position.
在地位上来讲，我们在基督里，基督也在我们里。
And nothing can change that.
没有任何的事物可以改变。
And secondly, when we look at our experience, we realize we run to other sources and we rely on ourselves.
那第二件事我们看到就是说我们经常去找其他的源头，很多时候是依靠自己。
And then thirdly, we want to ask ourselves this question, how can we experience Christ as our source and supply in reality?
那第三点呢，我们来看看怎样我们可以来经历基督是我们的源头和供应。
And so first, we begin with this thought, even from the Psalms, that with you is the fountain of life.
那我们就先来看这个思想，就是在诗歌里面所唱到的，基督是我们的泉源。
Our Lord is that fountain of life.
我们的主就是那生命的泉源。
We may look at this verse and we may think to ourselves, yes, He gave us eternal life on the day we are saved. Of course, He's that source of life eternal.
当我们读到这样的章节的时候，就说是的，没错。当我们信主得救那一天开始，他就是我们生命的源头了。
But it goes beyond all that. He, the fountain of life, is to be the source and supply of our life.
但是比这个更要进一步的，他是我们生命的源头跟供应。
And so God has done something wonderful on the day that we are saved.
那神在我们得救那一天就做了奇妙的工作。
He placed us in Christ.
他把我们放在基督里。
And so if we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, it says, But of Him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
在哥林多前书一章那里面三十节讲到啊，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，他又使他成为，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
And so we see immediately that this is God's doing. We are in Christ Jesus.
那马上我们看到这是神的工作，我们现在在基督里。
This is settled and done.
这个是已经稳固了，成就了的。
Our salvation brings us into that living relationship that we are in Christ.
这个救恩把我们带到基督的里面，让我们与神有一个直接的关系。
So we will search through the scriptures and from that we realize there are many wonderful things that we have because we are in Christ.
那我们可以在圣经里面许多章节再来一起看，在基督里面带给我们有何等丰盛的内容。
So when we look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, it says, For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him.
那在哥罗西书二章九到十节 那里讲到，因为神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And then even when we turn to Ephesians and look at that great opening that Paul opens in that letter, we see it describes what we have because we are in Christ.
那在以弗所书开头的时候就看见我们得到 何等丰盛的这些内容，这是在基督里面的。
Because in verse 3, he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
在第三节讲到是他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Verse 4, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
第四节，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
Verse 6, he made us accepted in the beloved.
第六节，他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
Verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace.
第七节，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Verse 10, he might gather together in one all things in Christ.
第十节，都在基督里面同归于一。
And in verse 11, in him also we have obtained an inheritance.
那在第十一节，我们也在他里面得了基业。
And so these are but a few of the scriptures about us being in Christ.
这只是关乎我们在基督里面的几处章节而已。
But I encourage you to search the scripture because even for Paul, this phrase in Christ was so important to him.
那我建议大家自己去查考圣经，因为对保罗来讲，在基督里是非常重要的一件事。
Because he wanted every believer to realize this truth that we have been placed in Christ.
而且他愿意每一个信主的人都知道这件事情，我们是被神放在基督里的。
Everything is provided in Christ. Everything we need is found in him.
所有的一切的供应都在基督里面，是在基督里面神赐给我们一切。
And so to be in Christ is a settled thing.
所以在基督里是一个很微妙的事。
We do not have to strive to be in Christ.
我们不需要努力在基督里。
And I encourage you to also read what Hudson Taylor discovered about John 15.
那我也鼓励大家去读一读戴德生所写的关乎约翰福音十五章的得着。
Because his experience is often what we also experience, that we struggle and strive. Are we in the vine? Are we abiding in the vine?
因为他曾经去挣扎去努力过，就是这个枝子怎么样可以在葡萄树的上面。
But one day his eyes were opened when he received a letter from my friend that says, But how to get faith strengthened?Not by striving after faith, but by resting on the faithful one.
那有一天他就接到朋友所写的一封信，我们的信心怎样增强呢？不是借着来努力得着这个信心的增强，而是借着安息在那信实的一位的身上。
So the branch does not strive to abide in the vine.
所以枝子不需要努力要在葡萄树上。
It is abiding in the vine.
他已经在葡萄树上了。
So we do not have to strive and think, are we in Christ? Because this is done. This is the truth.
所以我们不需要努力去挣扎，说我怎么样可以在基督里，因为这已经是一个事实了。
Because again, as 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, But of him are you in Christ Jesus. God has placed us in Christ.
就像哥林多前书一章三十节已经讲到的，你们得在基督耶稣里是出于神，所以我们已经在基督耶稣里了。
So in our salvation, not only have we been placed in Christ, but in our hearts came the life of Christ.
所以在这个救恩里面，不光我们被摆在基督里面，而且他的生命进到我们的灵里。
Christ in us, everything of Christ is in us.
那基督在我们里面，基督的一切都在我们里面。
When we believe in our Lord Jesus, we drank from the water that He gave us.
当我们信主的那一天开始，就可以从他来饮着活水。
Inside there is that fountain of water. Christ, the living water, is inside of us.
所以在我们里面有那活水涌出来，它就是那泉源。
And so we are supplied with everything we need to live the Christian life.
那我们要活一个基督徒的生活，所有的供应已经在基督里。
So we are in Christ, Christ is in us.
我们在基督里，基督也在我们里面。
And so that is why Paul says that we are seated together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
那这也是保罗为什么说我们现在已经与基督一同坐在天上了。
Our Lord Jesus is in the heavenlies. Therefore, as we are in Christ, we are in the heavenlies as well.
我们的主耶稣基督已经坐在天上，那我们如果在基督里，那也在坐在天上。
And even though we are in the heavenlies, we have our life here in this world.
虽然我们是坐在天上，但我们的生命还是活在这个世界里。
And this is the experiential side that we enter into Christ in us, the hope of glory.
所以这也是我们所能够经历的，就是基督在我里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
And so we are to appropriate his life, to allow him to be our source and supply so that his life can be manifested.
所以我们要来经历，就是他在我们里面成为生命的泉源，而且在我们里面可以涌出来。
So as we are living within this world, we know we are supposed to not be of this world.
所以我们虽然活在这个世界，却需要知道我们不属于这个世界。
But so often we find ourselves having mixed sources.
但是我们却发现有很多自己找到很多其他的源头。
Because even though he has planted that life of Christ to be our source,But we realize the world draws our attention from the Lord.
虽然这个基督的生命已经种在我们里面，可以成为我们的源泉，但我们就经常去找其他的源头。
And Satan uses the world system that is under his influence to bring us out of that place of a dependent life on our Lord Jesus.
那撒旦呢，就使用这个世界成为一个系统，要把我们从基督作为我们全源这件事情里面带离。
So the prophet in the time of the prophet Jeremiah, the people of God ran after idols and worldly alliances.
在耶利米的时代，那些百姓们，他们就去找偶像，还有跟世界为友。
But through the Holy Spirit inspiring Jeremiah, Jeremiah saw from God's perspective what the people had done.
但是借着圣灵，那耶利米呢就可以向这些百姓来告诉他们，他们所做的到底是什么。
So in Jeremiah 2 verse 13 it says, For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
在耶利米书二章十三节那里面讲，因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
So to God, these two things are, when we do them, we are committing evil.
那在神的眼中，如果我们有这两件事发生的时候，就是恶行了。
When we forsake Him, the fountain of living waters, when we hew for ourselves broken cisterns that can hold no water.
就是我们离弃他这活水的泉源，还有就是我们凿出这个池子是破裂不能存水的。
And so to hew means to dig, and cistern refers to something like a reservoir for water. So hewing broken cisterns means digging out our own reservoir for water instead of going to Christ, the fountain of life.
那凿出的你要去挖掘，池子呢是用来存水的。那凿出一个池子就是说我们自己要找一个办法自己找寻找供应，而不是来依靠它这个源头。
And then we find our cistern is broken and doesn't hold water. And so we want to think about that.
然后就发现这个池子是破裂不能存水的。
From our perspective, when we pursue after our own things, we do not consider these things as evil.
在我们的经历里面，有的时候我们追求一些事情呢，并不觉得这些是邪恶的。
But God considers us as committing evil deeds.
但是在神的眼光里面，我们却是有了恶行。
So we have to consider from God's point of view rather than our point of view.
所以我们要学习从神的眼光看，而不是从我们自己的眼光看。
And we all identify with the broken cisterns, whether it's our phone, gaming, streaming, internet addiction.
我们其实都经历过这个破裂的池子，比如说我们的手机啊，我们去打游戏啊，还有在网上的这些所有的娱乐。
And we waste a lot of time, and from one moment we open web page, and before we know it, hours have gone by.
我们经常都是这样，当上网的时候看一个网页，只是一个看一眼，但是不知道的时候几个小时就过去了。
And what has happened is we have drank from broken cisterns and we are not satisfied.
这是为什么呢？是因为我们从这个破裂的池子来喝水，而且呢，我们永不能满足。
In fact, we began to thirst again.
就是在实际上面来说，很快我们又要再渴。
And just like the verse says, we are prone to forsaking God, the fountain of living waters.
那就像这个章节所讲的，我们的倾向就是总要离弃他这活水的泉源。
God has provided everything in His Son, but yet we often forsake Him.
神已经在他儿子里面预备了一切，但我们却经常去离弃他。
Because we do the things we want to do, we pursue our own goals, and then we come back and ask Him to bless us for the things we are about to do.
那我们呢，要做自己要做的事，要去我们要去的地方，却来求他来祝福我们。
In fact, God wants us to go to Him first and ask Him first.
但是神所要的是我们先到他面前来求问他。
He knows exactly what we need to do, and He knows how to provide.
他知道我们需要做的是什么，他也知道怎么样可以得供应。
And so I think we understand that these external worldly things around us is used by Satan to tempt us and to draw us from a life of dependency on Christ, the living fountain.
那我们知道撒旦所使用的就是这个世界这些外面的事物，让这些事物呢来吸引我们，让我们离开基督作为我们生命的泉源。
But there's one other battle we experience, and that's our self-life versus Christ's life.
不光是外面，还有一个征战，就是我们里面这个己生命跟基督的生命。
And before we were saved, we could do whatever we want, we could go wherever we want, and we depended on ourselves for our intellect and for our strength.
那在信主之前呢，我们做自己想做的，去我们想去的地方，是依靠自己的这个智慧跟能力。
But after we were saved, we discovered in our lives came the life of Christ.
但信主之后，我们发现在我们的生命里面有基督的生命进来了。
The Holy Spirit wants the life of Christ to be the very life of our being, and everything should originate from His life.
那圣灵所要做的就是让基督的生命成为我们里面的主导，所以从他生命所出的一切就是我们的源头。
So within our lives, immediately there's this civil war between our spirit and our self-life.
所以在我们的里面，灵与我们的己生命就开始有起了内战。
And just like Paul, we want to follow the Lord, but we realize we lack the strength to follow the Lord.
就像保罗他所提到的，他愿意来追随神，但是里面呢却做不出来。
The very things we do not want to do, we commit anyways.
我不想去行的恶，我却去行。
And we feel so hopelessly lost because the self-life seems to win every time.
那因着这个己生命，我们总觉得每一次都是失败。
And even worse, the self-life is so strong that it even tries to live the Christian life.
而且这个己生命如此的强壮，甚至我们来活基督徒的生活，也是要自己努力来成为这样的人。
We use our own effort and ability to serve because we feel this is the right thing to do.
我们用自己的努力、自己的能力来服侍，觉得好像这是对的事情。
Perhaps at the beginning, the Lord blesses our work, but as we continue, we discover we get exhausted.
也许开始的时候神还祝福我们手中的工作，但慢慢你就会发现开始疲惫了。
And we realize our condition is like that in the church of Ephesus at the end of the first century. Many works, but first love was gone.
那这个情形在第一世纪末以弗所的教会就看到，他们呢还有外面的工作，但是他起初的爱心却没有了。
Even worse, we discover we are like the church in Sardis. Works, we think we have a name that we are alive.But we are dead.
或者更差的，就像撒迪的教会，按着名他们是活的，他们有许多工作，但是呢，他们却是死的。
As first love is gone, traditions replace what was once alive.
当这个起初的爱没有了之后，人就用这些传统来代替。
And so, what can we do?
那我们该如何呢？
Because we realize we are a mix of all the conditions we describe.
因为我们发现是在刚才所提到的各样的情形里面。
We love the Lord and we want to live the Christian life, but we discover failure after failure.
我们爱主也希望过一个基督徒的生活，但是却发现失败又失败。
So just like the Apostle Paul, we cried out, "Who can deliver us?"
那就像保罗在那里所呼求的，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And this is when our Lord Jesus says, "Come to me and drink."
这个时候就是基督对我们讲，来到我这里来喝。
Ask me, and I will give you living waters.
你如果求我，我就必把那活水赐给你了。
And the first step is we have to return to Him, go to Him.
所以第一步就是要到他那里去悔改，到他面前。
We have to repent.
我们必须悔改。
Just like in Jeremiah, after Jeremiah pleaded with the people, God said, "Return. I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I'm merciful, for I'm married to you, and I will heal your backslidings."
就像在耶利米书那里，神在那里恳求他的这个子民说：“回来吧，因为我是慈爱的，我不永远怀怒。说回来吧，因为我要做你的丈夫。”
Even to the church in Ephesus and the church in Sardis, there's that call to repent and return to Him.
就算是对着以弗所的教会、撒迪的教会，主也在那里来向他们呼求，转回到我这里，被盗的儿女。
So as we repent and return to Him, we confess our weariness.
所以当我们悔改来到他里面的时候，就承认我们自己的这些疲乏。
We keep on doing the wrong thing.
我们经常做的都是错的事。
And we cannot find that rest.
我们找不到那样的安息。
And that is when our Lord brings us to the discovery that we cannot live the Christian life.
这个时候主耶稣基督就带我们到一个明白的地步，知道靠着我们自己是不能活一个基督徒的生活的。
Only His life can live the Christian life.
只有他自己的生命来活一个基督徒的生活。
So we discover as we read in Matthew 11 that we are to take His yoke upon us.
那在马太福音第十一章，我们就可以看到，现在我们要来负他的轭。
When we are yoked with Christ, it means He leads and we follow.
那负他的轭是什么意思呢？就是他带领，我们跟随。
And our Lord Jesus continued on and said that we are to learn from Him.
而且耶稣在那里继续讲，就说你们要学我的样式。
And it is when the Holy Spirit came into our hearts, it is His job for us to learn Christ.
当圣灵来到我们里面的时候，他的工作就是让我们来学基督。
We have no need for another tutor because the anointing within us teaches us Christ.
我们不需要再有其他的教师，因为有圣灵的恩膏来指教我们怎么样来学基督。
Just like our Lord Jesus surrendered Himself to His Father's will, so it is His life in us that we that knows how to surrender to God's will and to live a life for Him.
就像主耶稣他自己是怎么样来顺服他的父神，我们也可以来学他，来顺服我们的父神。
And it is that same life that's meek, gentle, and lowly.
就是这个生命是那谦卑又柔和的。
And as we learn Christ, it is His life that is expressed.
当我们来学基督的时候，是他的生命在我们里面彰显。
And so the more we take up His yoke and learn Him, the more we discover that our sources are indeed in Him.
所以当我们越来学负他的轭，越来学习这样的时候，那他就真的成为我们生命的泉源。
And this is a lifetime process, a lifetime learning, yielding, and obeying to His work in our lives.
这个是我们一生的功课，在一生里面来学习怎样来遵从他，来降服他的旨意。
And we experience the life of Christ in abundance.
这个时候我们就可以来经历基督徒生活里面、生命里面的丰富。
And it is also there that we find rest for our souls.
也就是在那个时候我们可以找到灵魂的安息。
Because we can let go of all our struggles.
因为我们可以让自己的所有的挣扎都过去。
Because it is Christ who lives through us.
是基督在我们里面借着我们活出来。
So just as a closing example, we want to look at the Apostle Peter.
那在末了的时候我用这个例子来结束，就是看使徒彼得。
We remember Peter from the gospel, how often he got in trouble.
那在福音书里面我们经常看到这个彼得怎么样总是在这个麻烦里面。
But we cannot doubt his sincerity.
我们不能去质疑他的诚恳。
He loved our Lord Jesus and wanted the best for our Lord.
他爱他的主，爱我们的主，他也愿意我们的主得着最大的好处。
So on the night that our Lord was betrayed, he said, Peter said, even if all fall, he would not.
所以在主耶稣那个被卖的那个晚上，彼得所说的就是说，所有人都跌倒，我不会离弃你。
And then Peter ended up denying our Lord Jesus three times.
但是最后呢，彼得却三次不认主。
So Peter failed and arrived at the end of himself.
那当彼得这样失败的时候，他就来到他自己的尽头。
He realized he could not follow the Lord.
他发现自己不能来跟随主。
So in John 21, by the Sea of Tiberias, our Lord Jesus told Peter, "Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wish. But when you're old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish." Then our Lord said to him, "Follow me."
然后在那个提比里亚的海边，在约翰福音21:18-19，主耶稣对彼得这么讲：我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神，说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。
And then we see in Acts a totally different Peter.
然后在使徒行传里面，我们看到的是完全不一样的彼得。
And we realize what made the Peter in Acts and in his epistles different was Peter was yoked to Christ.
那我们为什么在福音书里跟在使徒行传里面看到这个不同，还有在书信里面不同的彼得呢？是因为他是负了主耶稣基督的轭。
And he learned Christ through the indwelling Holy Spirit.
借着内住的圣灵，他学了基督。
And so in closing, something wonderful occurred on our day of salvation.
那在结束的时候，我要提到，在我们得救的那一天，有奇妙的事情发生。
God placed us in Christ, and Christ came to dwell in our spirits to be the life of our spirits.
就是基督来到我们里面，住在我们里面，住在我们的灵里，成为那赐生命的灵。
And the Holy Spirit's goal is to bring Christ as our source and supply, and for that to be the reality of our everyday life.
那圣灵有一个目的，就是要把基督是我们的源头和供应这件事，做成我们每天生命的实际。
And we discover too, we're the greatest hindrance to allowing Christ to be our source and supply.
那我们也发现，阻挡我们让基督的生命成为我们的泉源，那最大的是什么呢？
We run after the broken cisterns and we love to live by our self life.
就是那破裂不能存水的池子，还有就是我们靠自己的己生命。
And we try to live the Christian life and we discover after failure that we cannot.
我们自己试着来过一个基督徒的生活，却发现失败又失败，我们是不行的。
And that's when we return to the Lord and repent.
这个时候我们就回到主面前悔改。
And we discover that secret, only His life, only Christ, the life of Christ in us can live out His life.
那我们就发现这个秘密，就是只有在我们里面这个基督的生命可以活出这样的生活。
And that's when we take up His yoke,And learn him and follow him.
这个时候我们就负他的轭，学他的样式来跟从他。
And this is a lifelong discovery till one day we may be like Christ and indeed all my springs are in Christ.
这是我们一生的功课，就是当我们这样来学习的时候，总有一天这个实际要成就在我们里面，他是我们一切的泉源。
And now I'll turn the time over to Brother Caleb.
现在把时间交给 Caleb 弟兄。
We thank the Lord for His great love for us.
我们为着神向着我们那伟大的爱感谢他。
Over these past 20 months, we've seen the world flip upon its head.
那我们可以看到，在过去的20个月，这个世界是在那里完全没有这个头绪的打转。
Externally, the world has definitely changed, and our lives are never going to be the same.
其实呢，有些事情永久的被改变了，我们的生活再不像以前一样了。
But thank the Lord, our God never changes.
但是感谢神，因为我们的主永远不改变。
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
今日、昨日、一直到永远，他都是一样的。
This morning we heard from our brother Elliot about the springs of life that come from Christ.
今天早上我们听到艾利亚弟兄跟我们分享，就是基督在我们里面是那生命的泉源。
And how we're to draw from that spring of life.
那我们要从这个生命里面来取用。
And I found that, you know, even though we may know of this,
那我发现虽然我们好像知道这件事，
it's difficult for us to daily draw from that spring.
但是却非常困难，在每日都是这样来取用。
So my burden this morning is to share about how to abide in that life of Christ.
所以我今天的负担就是跟大家分享怎么样住在这样的生命里。
How to draw from that, how to abide in that life-giving spirit.
怎么样是持久地住在这个赐生命的灵里。
Now, this morning, I'd like to use an example from the Old Testament.
今天早上我要用旧约的一个例子。
This example is about a slave who became a mighty man of God who directed the military of the Lord's army.
那这个故事是讲到曾经有一个奴隶，但这个奴隶后来成为那大能的神人，成为耶和华军队的那个带领者。
Now it's easy for us when we think about a military commander to think about perhaps David.
当我们想到军队的指挥者的时候，可能会想到大卫。
But he was not born a slave.
他却不是生来做奴隶的。
We may think about Hezekiah or Josiah, these great kings for the Lord, but they also were not born a slave.
那也许有撒加利亚，还有其他的人，但他们都不是生来做奴隶的。
But this example comes from the life who was born a slave and learned the abiding life of Christ.
那这个呢，是讲到一个人，他生来就是做奴隶的，而且呢，他可以活出一个基督的生命。
And this is none other than Joshua in the Bible.
这就是圣经里面讲到的约书亚。
Now, when we hear of the word Joshua or the person of Joshua, we often think about his outward conquests.
那我们想到约书亚这个人的时候，总想到他在外面那些大能的工作，那些征服的那些征战。
Yeah, we think about his faith as he was one of the two of the 12 spies who brought a good report of the promised land.
而且想到他是有不同的心智，有一个这样的信心，是那十二个探子里面其中两个把好消息带回来的。
We also obviously think about his victory at Jericho. There are actually songs written about that conquest.
而且我们也想到他在耶利哥的得胜，甚至有诗歌来描述。
But we often skip that the earlier years in his life where he was prepared.The preparation work that God had done on his life.
但我们却忽略了他早年的生活。这些生活呢，是来预备他成为将来所要成为的人。
And it's that preparation that I'd like to focus the rest of the sharing upon.
那这个就是我们下面分享所要集中看的。
I'd like to share about three notable instances in the life of Joshua.
所以我们要来看到，在他的生命里面，我们可以注意到的三点。
First is his first battle with the Amalekites.
那第一个就是与亚玛利人征战的时候。
And this illustrated a life of surrender.
这个里面所表达的就是一个降服的生命。
The second was drawing near to the foot of the Mount Sinai.
那第二个呢，就是在西乃山与神亲近。
And this illustrated drawing close to the presence of God.
那这里面所表达的就是在主的同在里面与他相近。
And the last example comes from the tent of meeting.
那第三个呢，就是讲到在会幕里面的相遇。
How Joshua did not depart from that tent.
就是约书亚他没有离开这个会幕。
And this illustrates the abiding life.
这里面所要表达的就是那个持久停留在神的同在里面的生命。
So let's take a look in the Bible of this, the first example, Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 13.
那我们先来看就是出埃及记17章的第8到第13节。
All right, and it says, Then Amalek came and fought against Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, Choose men for us and go out, fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will station myself on the top of the hill and the staff of God in my hand.Joshua did as Moses told him and fought against Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. So it came about when Moses held his hand up that Israel prevailed. And when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hand were heavy. They took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other. Thus his hands were steady until the sun set. So Joshua overwhelmed Amalek.And his people with the edge of the sword.
那时亚玛利人来在利非丁和以色列人征战。摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。摩西、亚伦和户尔都上了山顶。 摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面。亚伦与户尔扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他们的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。约书亚用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓。
Now the first mention of Joshua in the Bible came at a major battle with the Amalekites.
那在这个圣经里面，这里所讲到的就是与亚玛利人的一个非常重要的征战。
We're all familiar with hearing Joshua fight in battles, so for some reason this didn't really stick out to me initially.
那我们经常看到这个约书亚在不同的征战里面，但是这个征战总是在我里面有很深的印象。
Initially, it wasn't very impressionable to me, this battle.
那开始这个征战其实对我来讲并不是一个很有印象的。
But as I looked deeper into this battle, many highlights started coming out to me.
但是当我再来看这个征战的时候，里面许多的细节就呈现在我里面。
First of all, this was the first major battle that Israel had fought once they left Egypt.
那第一点第一件事就是这个征战是以色列人出埃及之后的第一个重大的那个征战。
The Amalekites were a cruel people.
这些亚玛利人是些非常残暴的民。
They took advantage of the weakness or the so-called weakness of Israel.
他就在那里要来欺压那些以色列人中软弱的人。
And this was very despicable in the eyes of God. This was mentioned also later on in 2 Corinthians.
那在那个哥林多后书里面神特别的提到这件事在神眼里是非常可憎恶的。
And the second thing was also that the Israelites were slaves.
那第二件事就是说这些以色列人他们曾经是奴隶。
They did not have any military training.
他们并没有军事的训练。
They did not know how to carry a sword.
他们甚至不知道怎么样来拿刀剑。
All they knew was how to make bricks.
他们所知道的是怎么样来做这些饼
，and 做什么砖
哦、
bricks.
怎么样来做砖
？And thirdly, and on top of that, Joshua was not a military leader.
那第三点，约书亚他也并不是一个军事的指导指挥人。
He was but a young man.
他只不过是一个年轻人而已。
Actually, the only person who had military training was Moses.
其实呢，在他们里面唯一有过军事训练的就是摩西。
And he did not fight physically in the battle.
但是他在这个征战里面根本就没有在那个亲身去参加。
But he stood on a hill and stretched his arms out to the Lord Jesus.
他呢，却在山顶上向着神来举手。
And as Moses raised his hands up,
当摩西举手的时候。
Joshua fought and they were overcoming the Amalekites.
那约书亚征战的时候就可以在亚玛利人身上得胜。
But when the hands of Moses came down, the Amalekites were overcoming Israel.
但何时摩西的手发沉的时候，亚玛利人就得胜。
So when Joshua saw the situation which he faced,
当约书亚看到他们所面对的这个情形的时候，
he recognized that not only did the people that who was going to battle have no military training.
不光他意识到跟随他的人完全没有军事的训练。
He recognized that he was fighting a very cruel people.
而且他发现是与非常残暴的人来征战。
He realized that outwardly there was absolutely no way that they could win.
所以他一定是意识到从外面来看不可能他们能够得胜的。
But if you read carefully, Joshua did not hesitate.
但是我们要仔细读的话，约书亚一点的犹豫都没有。
Verse 9 says, Moses said to Joshua, Choose men for us and go out. Fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will station myself on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. Joshua did as Moses told him.
在第九节那里面讲到，摩西对约书亚说，你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。
It was very interesting because when God had called Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt, there were a lot of complaints from Moses.
很有意思的就是，当神起初呼召摩西，带领以色列人出埃及的时候，摩西有许多跟神的那个借口。
There were a lot of questions on how he was going to do this.
然后他也问神很多的问题，我该怎么样去带这些人呢？
But here we see a young man who did not hesitate.
但现在我们在这里看到的是一个年轻人完全没有犹豫。
Was it because he was able?
是不是因为他有能力呢？
Was it because he was smarter or stronger than anyone else?
是不是他比其他人更加的强壮或者是有智慧呢？
For the reasons we discussed, we know that that's not the case.
那我们发现不是的。
But what Joshua did was not surrender to the situation of the enemy, but surrendered to God.
那约书亚在那里所做的就是不降服在这个仇敌的势力下面，而是向神来降服。
He gave the situation over to the hands of the Lord.
他把这个境况是交在神的手里。
He had seen God act as 10 plagues in Egypt.
因为他曾经看见神怎么样在埃及降下十灾。
He had seen the mighty hand of God bring the Israelites over the Red Sea.
而且他也
through the Red Sea, I'm sorry.
他也看到神借着这个用他的大能来这让以色列人过了红海。
He had seen God provide manna from the heavens.
他也看到神怎么样从天上降下玛拿来供应他们。
And water from a rock.
而且从磐石里面可以出水。
Joshua said, perhaps said in his heart, who better to win this battle other than God?
也许约书亚当时对着自己的心这么讲，就是还有谁能够比神更合适来在这个征战得胜呢？
Brothers and sisters, have we ever encountered situations that seem so insurmountable?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有经历过这样的事情，这样的时候，就是我们完全不能胜过，看起来。
Where we see a situation that just, there is no way through this.
好像看起来完全没有一个出路可以解决。
I may be strong, but I'm not that strong.
也许我还算强壮，但我还是不够。
I may be pretty smart, but I'm not that smart. I don't know how to get through this.
也许我已经很聪明，但我没有聪明到一个地步可以解决这样可以从这件事里出来。
Praise the Lord when God brings these types of situations in our lives.
那当神把这样的环境带到我们生命中的时候，我们要赞美主。
In a situation where there's nobody to look to except the Lord.
因为在这样的境况里面，环境里面，没有其他的人我们可以去仰望，只有我们的神。
Because for us to draw from that spring, to learn how to abide in Him, that first step must be that of surrender.
所以当我们要来学习怎么样从泉源取水，怎么样居住在它里面的时候，那就是在这样的情况里面。
Surrender not to the situation or to the enemy, but into the mighty hands of God.
不是向仇敌来降服，而是向着神的大能的手来降服。
I can't, but I know you can, God.
我不能，但是我知道神你能。
So the second thing, the second mention of Joshua, let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
那关于约书亚的第二点，我们现在来看出埃及记的第24章。
Chapter 24, verses 12 to 14.
24章的12到14节。
Now the Lord said to Moses, Come up to me on the mountain and remain there, and I will give you the stone tablets with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction. So Moses arose with Joshua, his servant, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. But to the elders he said, Wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a legal matter, let him approach them.
耶和华对摩西说，你上山到我这里来，住在这里，我要将石板并我所写的律法和诫命赐给你，使你可以教训百姓。摩西和他的帮手约书亚起来上了神的山。摩西对长老说，你们在这里等着，等到我们再回来，有亚伦户儿与你们同在，凡有争讼的可以就近他们去。
The second mention of Joshua was him coming to the foot of Mount Sinai.
那第二件可以讲到约书亚的事情，就是他来到西乃的山边。
I always found this so interesting because out of all the elders, what made Joshua so special that he would be able to go up with Moses, not only to the mountain, but at least to the foot of the mountain?
那我觉得最惊奇的就是在所有这些甚至众长老里面，为什么约书亚被挑选来接近西乃山，他不是到山上，他是在山脚，但却是唯一被拣选的。
What was so unique about Joshua here?
那约书亚他有什么特别呢？
If you pay attention to this verse 13, it says, So Moses arose with Joshua, his servant.
那大家注意看的话，在 第十三节这么讲，摩西和他的帮手约书亚起来上了神的山。
In some versions, this word servant is also translated as minister.
在有些版本里面讲到，不光是帮手，是讲到他是那个服侍的人。
You know, a minister and a servant have a slightly different connotation to it.
一个服侍的人跟一个帮手有一点点的不一样。
And to be a servant is that of more of an obligation.
因为做帮手呢，你是好像有点被迫的。
But to minister is that out of care and out of love.
但是服侍的人确实要在一个爱心、一个关心的里面。
A personal investment in that service.
是在你的这个服侍的事情里面，把你自己摆进去。
You know, even these days, some people who serve the Lord are called ministers, right?
今天有很多服侍神的人就被人称为传道人，是不是？
And during this time, Moses was in his 80s.
在这个时候，摩西大概在他九十岁的年纪左右。
And he needed someone to help tend to some of his needs.
他可能需要有人来帮助他身体的需要。
And Joshua tended to the needs of Moses.
所以约书亚是来照顾摩西的需要。
And why they specifically wrote this really brought to my heart the importance of a servant attitude.
所以这一个章节让我所看到的，让我所注意的，就是一个仆人的心智。
Joshua had just won a mighty victory with the Amalekites.
记得吗？约书亚他刚刚在一个与亚玛利人这么大的征战里面得胜了。
For young men and even women, it's easy to be very proud after a great victory.
如果年轻的一个男子或者女子刚在一个大的征战里面得胜的时候，你是值得骄傲的。
But here we see Joshua humbly tending to the needs of Moses.
但现在我们却看到约书亚是在谦卑里面来照顾摩西的需要。
And in his service, there was a very wonderful side effect, let's say.
那在他的服侍里面有许多美好的那些副产品。
Was that he was able to draw close to the presence of God.
就是他可以与神的同在非常的接近。
Only he was able to draw to that foot of Mount Sinai.
只有他可以被带到这个西乃山脚。
Second to Moses, he was the closest to the presence of God.
除了摩西之外，他是下面那一个与神最亲近的。
Brothers and sisters, do we have that humble servant attitude?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有一个谦卑的仆人的心呢？
It's easy sometimes because we're capable, we can serve the younger folks.
也许有的时候我们因着有能力，我可以来服侍那些幼小的。
Oh, we have tons of experience. We can share all stories all day with the younger folks.
我已经有很多经验了，可以跟那些比我年幼的来分享许多关于神的事。
But to serve those who are older than us.
但是来服侍那些年长的呢？
That could be sometimes challenging.
有的时候是很有挑战性的。
Because it takes patience.
因为需要有耐心。
It takes humility.
需要有谦卑。
And we do not do so out of obligation.
而且我们不是在强迫里面来做这件事。
But we do so out of a loving heart.
我们是在一个爱心的里面出发。
As you see so many brothers and sisters serving the house of God today.
我们今天看到在神的家里有许多服侍的人。
Do we have a serving heart? For the servants of God?
那我们对这些服侍的人有没有一个服侍他们的心呢？
As young people, we're so used to being served.
因为作为年轻的，我们总是很习惯被服侍。
We want to hear exciting stories. We want to do fun worksheets and games with our teachers.
我们希望有一些很让人激动的事情，来做一些游戏也好，做一些填空，反正就是我想做的事情。
And even among Parents, we expect our parents to serve us.
那对于我们的父母，我们也期待父母来服侍我。
You know, making the food for us, preparing our meals, and getting us ready for school.
他们为我们来做一些饭食，而且呢，帮助我们预备好去学校。
But do we as young men and women have a serving heart for those who also serve?
那我们作为年轻人，有没有对那些服侍我们的人？有一个服侍的心呢。
You know, just yesterday there was a third grade picnic at Brazos Bend.
那昨天在 Brazos Bend 这个公园里面有三年级孩子们的野餐。
You saw the loving care of the third grade teachers.
那我们看到三年级的老师他们那些爱心的工作跟关怀。
They organized activities, prepared food, games, and the kids had a lot of fun.
那他们准备了游戏啊活动啊还有饭食啊孩子们都非常开心。
In their sacrifice of time to arrange all these things, was there an appreciative heart from the young brothers and sisters?
那他们牺牲了自己的时间让大家有这样美好的时间。那孩子们里面有没有一个感恩的心呢？
Do we, as brothers and sisters, have a servant heart to serve those who are serving?
那弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有一个对那些服侍的人有一个服侍的心呢？
And doing so, you draw close to the presence of God.
你如果这样行的话，那就是与在主的同在里面与他亲近。
I'll skip an example that I had with Brother Wei when we first moved, but I'll just share this very briefly.
那我可能不会跟大家来讲我所预备的一个故事是关于魏伯伯在我刚搬来时候所发生的事情。
Maybe after the message, if you have a question, I'd love to share this with you.
如果在这个信息之后你愿意知道，我可能再跟你分享。
All right, so the third and fourth time that Joshua was mentioned in Exodus came from chapter 32.
那第三点关于耶稣亚的呢，是在出埃及记的第三十二章。
All right, for the sake of time, if we could just read this in Chinese and English together, chapter 32, verses 15 to 17.
所以中英文我们一起来读三十二章的十五到十七节。
Then Moses turned and went down the mountain,
手里拿着两块法板，这板是两面写的，这面那面都有字，是神的工作，字是神写的，刻在板上。约书亚听见百姓呼喊的声音，就对摩西说，在营里有征战的声音。
Now when Joshua heard the sound of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is a sound of war in the camp." In Exodus chapter 33, verses 7 to 11.
然后是出埃及记的三十三章七到十一节。
Now Moses used to take the tent,
摩西素常将帐篷支搭在营外，离营却远。
And he called it the tent of meeting.
Everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, outside the camp. And it came about whenever Moses went out to the tent that all the people would rise and stand.
个人站在自己的帐篷门口望着摩西，
只等到他进了会幕。摩西进会幕的时候，云柱降下来，立在会幕的门前。耶和华便与摩西说话，众百姓看见云柱立在会幕的门前，就都起来，个人在自己帐篷的门口下拜。耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一样。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手，一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚，不离开会幕。
Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent.You know, the word, the meaning of the word abiding means to remain in a stable and a fixed state.
那这个词持久就是说一直是停留在那一个状态里面。
Remaining in a stable and fixed state.
是停留在那一个稳固的情形里面。
To be immovable.
就是不能被摇动的。
To be undistracted.
是不能被打搅的。
This was...The characteristic that Joshua shown in this example.
在这个例子里面，约书亚就表现出来这样的性格。
As we had discussed earlier, Joshua had gone farther, closer to Mount Sinai than everyone else.
刚才我们已经提到，约书亚比很多的人在那个西乃山的时候更接近神。
Far enough that he did not understand what was going on in the camp.
他那时候离开了百姓之后呢，甚至不了解在营中所发生的事了。
He heard noises, but because he was so far, he didn't understand what was going on there.
他虽然听见呼喊的声音，但却不知道在营里发生了什么。
And he learned to stay and abided at the foot of Mount Sinai.
因为他学习的就是持久在西乃山那里停留在神的同在里。
So often we're amazed at the endurance of Moses when he was up in Mount Sinai, where he dwelt for 40 days and 40 nights.
有的时候我们想到摩西的时候，他是何等的有忍耐，这么持久可以在山上有四十昼夜。
But here we also can see that Joshua also endured and waited at the foot of Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights.
那我们可以看到约书亚他其实在山脚也是在那里停留了四十昼夜。
He remained stable and was fixed to the presence of God.
他是在神的同在里面稳固的。是不摇动的。
And we see from that second example in Exodus 33.
那我们可以看到第二个，就是在出埃及记第33章那里。
That Moses set up a tent of meeting outside the camp after Mount Sinai.
就是在西乃山之后，摩西在营外设立了会幕。
And when people had a question, they asked Moses, and Moses would go out to the tent of meeting and inquire of the Lord.
那如果有人来求问摩西的时候，摩西就到营外的会幕里面求问耶和华。
And Moses would ask, and God would descend in this pillar of cloud and descend upon this tent.
那当摩西求问的时候，神就在云柱里面降下与摩西交谈。
And God would speak to Moses as a man spoke to his friend.
那神与摩西面对面的说话，像人与朋友说话一样。
This we may be familiar with already.
也许我们对这个已经熟悉了。
But here that last sentence really stood out to me.
但是这个里面的最后那一句话却让我非常的在我里面就非常有突出的印象。
When Moses returned to the camp, his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from that tent.
就是摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
He had learned to surrender unto the Lord.
他已经学习了向着神来降服。
He had learned to draw close to the presence of God.
他也学习了怎么样在主的同在里面与神相近。
And now the Lord had captured his heart, and Joshua would not let go.
那现在神已经抓住了约书亚的心，他就再也不放弃。
This heart of Joshua reminded me of a passage in Philippians 3:12.
那约书亚这样的心智，就是让我想起在腓立比书第三章。
This was the same heart that Paul had when he spoke these words.
这个是同样的一个心智，在保罗的里面，当他在腓立比书三章这么讲的时候。
Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书三章十二节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Another translation of that section lay hold of is also mean to apprehend, to arrest, or to capture.
在这里面讲到，一个词可以翻译成为他就在那里抓住所得着的。
The Lord had captured the heart of Paul.
因为神已经抓住了保罗的心。
The Lord had captured the heart of Joshua.
神已经抓住了约书亚的心。
And Joshua, just like Paul, grabbed onto the Lord in return.
那在回应的里面，约书亚像保罗一样，他们就是回头来抓住神自己。
And he would not depart from the tent of meeting.
所以约书亚他不会从这个会幕离开。
I know I'm short on time, but I just want to end with this.
那虽然时间已经不足了，但我还是要来强调。
Brothers and sisters, so often we hear so many voices in this world.
弟兄姐妹们，在这个世界里面，我们经常听到许多不同的声音。
Our attention is pulled in so many different directions.
我们的注意力也被这样的事情、那样的事拉到各种不同的方向。
And so often we go to this world for direction.
有的时候我们到这个世界来寻求方向。
We try to stand for a cause.
我们试着要为一件事情来献身。
We talk to our friends and our professors and our teachers about what we think is right.
有的时候我们向着朋友我们的教师周围的人来讲什么是对的事情。
And we go anywhere except to the Lord.
但是我们去了很多不同的地方，却没有提到神。
We go to so many other tents.
我们去了许多的其他的会幕。
Or we may be like these Israelites who worshipped afar from their own tent.
或者像这些以色列人一样，是个人站在自己的帐篷门口，远远的在那里来敬拜。
While Moses inquired of the presence of God,
当摩西向着神来求问的时候
，You see that the Israelites from their own tents worshipped God.
那我们可以看到以色列人他们个人站在自己的帐篷门口来敬拜神。
But here you see this young man Joshua who stayed at that tent.
但现在我们却看到这个年轻人约书亚，他是不离开会幕的。
I wonder if his ears were pressed against that tent, waiting to hear what God was speaking to Moses.
我甚至能够想象到约书亚把他的耳朵贴近会幕，要来听神到底在讲什么。
And as he heard the voice of God, his heart was captured.
当他听到神的声音的时候，心就被抓住。
And he learned that secret of abiding in the presence of God.
所以他就学了那个怎么样持久可以住在神同在里面的那个秘诀。
He learned to surrender his life unto the Lord.
而且他学习了怎么样把自己的生命降服在神手里。
It was God who gained the victory.
最后是神得了这个胜。
It was, and he learned the secret of drawing close to the presence of God.
而且他也学习了这个与神亲近的秘诀。
And he learned the secret of abiding in God's presence.
他也学习了怎么样能够持续的停留在神同在里面那个秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, where is our heart this morning?
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天早上的心在哪里呢？
What is our ambition for this afternoon?
今天下午我们有没有什么要做的事情？
What are your goals for this winter break?
那在这个冬天来到假期里面，你到底要成就什么呢？
What cistern do you run to when you want to relax?
当你去放松的时候，去的是哪个系统？
When we seek for rest, who do we go to?
当我们要寻得安息的时候，去寻找谁呢？
The world offers many, many options.
这个世界给了我们许多的选择。
But as Elliot was mentioning, all those cisterns are broken and are dry.
就像艾利尔弟兄提到的，所有这些系统都是破裂不能存水的池子。
May we not just know in our heads where the springs of life come from.
愿意我们不光只是在头脑里面知道这个生命的泉源到底在哪里。
But may we live out.That abiding life in the life of our Lord.
愿意我们是在我们的主里面活出那个住在他里面的生活。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, we thank you for thy great love for us.
父神呢，为着你这伟大的爱来感谢你。
For you to redeem us was a great cost for you.
因为你救赎了我们是花了极大的代价。
But God, as you reveal yourself to us.
神呐、啊，但愿意你向我们来启示
，capture our hearts once again，
再一次的来抓紧我们的心
，capture our hearts so that we will never let go of you，
抓住我们的心到一个地步，我们可以来抓住你不放手
，show yourself faithful to us，
是吧？把你的信实再向我们来显现
，remind us once again to return to you，
提醒我们，让我们来转向你
，and we thank you for that fountain that never runs dry。
感谢你，因为这活泉是永流无终的。
We commit our lives back into your hands.
把我们的生命交在你的手中。
In your most precious name we pray.
奉你最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.